Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now. Doctor, doctor, I'm
screaming doctor, doctor. You know, one of my favorite things about Wednesday mornings at 6:20 is the fact that we don't have to wait in the waiting room very long. We can get in for our weekly visit. Bam! Just like that. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Pam. It's great to talk to you.
You too as well. And boy, this morning, this topic, I have to tell you, so many people discuss this, from young to old, because a lot of people are concerned about dementia, whether it be for themselves or a family member. It is really a big, important topic, and we wanted to finish continue in our discussion about it. And there are some things that you wanted to mention about an app and ways to prevent it and all those kinds of things, right?
Absolutely. And you are correct in that there's a lot of people that have a family member that have had dementia, and they are worried that they're going to end up that same route. And so they're trying a whole bunch of vitamins or trying a whole bunch of lifestyle changes. There's a couple of things that are clearly beneficial. One is monitor your weight. Try to make sure that you're eating healthy, and then make sure that you're getting good sleep. So those fundamental things. And then there is another component, and that is exercise. And we were really not sure what kind of exercise is best for preventing Alzheimer's and preventing dementia. And there was an interesting study that came out where they took one group of people and they basically had them walk for 40 minutes, another that they did stretching and yoga. Specifically, they were trying to get them to not raise their heart rate. And then the third group was a dance class that met, again, everything was 40 minutes, and they specifically aggressively, progressively harder over the case of 6 months. And so they did MRI scans of the brain specifically before they started on this and then after they were done. And then they also rechecked it 6 weeks after the different groups had finished what they were doing. And what they found was that the groups that had the exercise, the progressive harder dance, and the groups that had the walking where they got their heart rate to 100, they ended up seeing significant changes, improvement in the white matter of the brain. So there was enhanced blood flow, there was improvement in that. And so the biggest thing is if you're worried about your brain and you want to enhance blood flow to the brain, which decreases the likelihood of getting dementia down the road, you really want to do activities that raise your heart rate. Which one doesn't matter that much. The most important thing is get your heart rate elevated above 100, keep it there for the duration of the exercise for 30 to 40 minutes, and we really want people to try to get 180 minutes of exercise a week. That seems to be correlated with better MRI brain imaging, and that was over just a 12-week sample, and so if you do it for life, it's definitely healthy.
So 180 minutes a week. So how many? So divided by seven?
So, well, if you do six
days a week,
30
minutes a day.
And then take one day off.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
No. Yeah.
But 30 minutes really, 30 minutes is really not that much when you think about it. But some people have a hard time even finding, you know, the time to do 30 minutes or forcing themselves to do 30 minutes.
Yeah. So part of it is look at your lifestyle to see what are the things that you can change. And if you find that you're wasting time or you're spending some time where you really could be doing something, it's not so much that, oh, I've got to carve out 30 minutes to an hour to go to the gym and go to the Y and do these things. Not really. You could do it in short bursts of time. People that end up spending 30 seconds at a time where they really try to get the heart rate up, it's called HIIT, high intensity interval training. That also, in other studies, seems to be just as effective as people that spend a dedicated 30 minutes going at it.
All right. And I also noticed where you had mentioned an app called Brain HQ. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So it's a free app. And this was also kind of interesting, where they looked at people who ended up, the control group was told, you can play any other off-the-shelf game like Hangman, Boggle, Mahjong. So these are games that normally involve some type of mind sharpness, some type of putting things together. Brain HQ, B-R-A-I-N-H-Q, was then given as the, so the control group was the group that was just using over-the-counter, Brain HQ. They did this for an hour a day for 12 weeks. So again, they then looked at them and they did a memory function evaluation, and they found that there was a 9-point improvement from baseline at the end of training with the Brain HQ at 12 weeks compared to 2-point improvement in the control group. So there is something about Brain HQ, which is, again, it's pattern recognition, it's seeing things and recognizing things instinctively is what that is. And so it's kind of interesting. The limitation of the study is that it was under-enrolled. They didn't have 1,000 people. They only had somewhere around 100 people that were in it. So again, it's a preliminary study. It's something which is similar, simple to do. This was in veterans that had had traumatic brain injury, so they were dramatically more predisposed towards having complications. And they did dramatically better.
Wow. Well, lots of good stuff there, and hopefully everybody will be, you know, exercising to keep their brain sharp. That's what we want to happen. And we'll keep our brain and mind and everything sharp when we talk to you again next Wednesday, sir.
Hey, thank you.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.